Welcome, and thank you for joining to listen to my story, Alliance of Light, Guardians of the Shattered Realms. In a world where the whisper of magic coursed through the winds and the heartbeats of its inhabitants, there existed a realm that balanced on the fine edge between the known and the mystical. This story unfolds in a forest cloaked in perpetual mist, where the boundary between realms was as thin as a gossamer thread. It was here that a witch named Alara, an elf named the Lion, and a family of dragons intertwined their destinies in an epic tale of friendship, courage, and the quest for harmony. Alara, with eyes like the stormy sea and hair the color of raven's wings, lived in a cottage woven from the whispers of the forest and the secrets of the earth. She was a guardian of ancient magics, a keeper of the balance that held the natural and the supernatural in check. The Lion, with his lithe form and eyes that mirrored the verdant forest, moved through the woods with the grace of the wind. He was an archer without peer, his heart bound to the health of the woods he called home. The dragon family, led by the majestic Saphira and her mate, Pyrus, nested atop the crystal crag, guarding over a brood of hatchlings whose scales glittered like jewels under the sun. Saphira's wisdom was as deep as the roots of the forest, while Pyrus's courage blazed brighter than the fiercest wildfire. Their lives converged when a shadow crept across the land, a darkness that sought to unravel the threads of magic that wove the fabric of their world. Ancient trees withered, rivers ran dry, and the sky hung heavy with an ominous silence. It was during these dark times that Saphira's youngest hatchling, Ember, ventured too far from the crag and became ensnared in a trap set by shadow creatures, minions of the creeping darkness. Alara felt the disturbance in the weave of magic, a cry of distress that echoed through the roots and vines. She sought out the Lion, for his knowledge of the forest was unparalleled, and together they set off to find the source of the disruption. It was Thalion's keen eyes that spotted Ember, trapped and frightened, in a clearing veiled by shadows. The rescue was not without peril. The shadow creatures were many, their forms shifting and elusive, born of nightmare and malice. But Alara's magic was fierce, and Thalion's arrows flew true. Together, they fought back the darkness, freeing Ember from his bonds. Grateful beyond words, Saphira and Pyrus vowed a bond of friendship and protection with Alara and the Lion. In the days that followed, the elf, the witch, and the family of dragons combined their strengths. Alara's spells, woven with Thalion's knowledge of the ancient forests and the dragon's might, cleansed the land of the shadow's taint. As balance was restored, the realm blossomed anew, with life and magic flourishing under their guardianship. The alliance between the witch, the elf, and the dragon stood as a beacon of hope, a testament to the power of unity and the strength found in diversity. And so, within the heart of the mist-cloaked forest, a new legend was born, whispered among the leaves and sung by the rivers. A tale of friendship that crossed the boundaries of race and realm. A story of heroes who stood together against the darkness, guarding the light of their world for generations to come. In the realm where Alara, the Lion, and the family of dragons forged their alliance, the echoes of their deeds rippled through the land, reaching even the most secluded corners of the world. Among these whispers, new figures emerged, each drawn into the unfolding tale by fate or curiosity, expanding the tapestry of our story with their unique threads. First, there was Niev, a sprite with wings that shimmered like the morning dew under the first light of dawn. Niev, curious and bright, had watched from the shadows as the witch, the elf, and the dragons battled the encroaching darkness. Her heart, as light as the breeze, yearned to aid them, for she too felt the pain of the earth under the shadow's grip. Then came Alden, a human knight from a distant land, whose armor bore the scars of countless battles. Alden had heard tales of a darkness that consumed the land and of the unlikely alliance that stood against it. Driven by a sense of honor and a quest for redemption, Alden journeyed to the forest, his sword sworn to the service of those who fought for the light. As the story of the alliance spread, it reached the ears of Mirabelle, an ancient sea serpent whose domain lay in the depths of the Crystal Lake, hidden within the forest. Mirabelle, whose scales held the hues of the deepest oceans, had long been a guardian of the waters and the life they nurtured. The serpent, wise and serene, felt the disturbance in the water's song and rose from the depths to lend her might to the cause. With these new allies, Ilara, the Lion, Saphira, Pyrus, and Ember embarked on a quest to fortify their land against the shadows that sought to engulf it. Neave, with her innate connection to the air and the creatures that flew, became the eyes and ears of the Alliance, scouting ahead and spying on the shadow creatures' movements. Alden, with his martial prowess and strategic mind, trained the defenders, teaching them how to stand against the shadows with courage and strength. His leadership forged a unity among the various creatures of the land, creating an army where before there had been only scattered resistance. Mirabelle brought the power of the waters, summoning rains to nourish the parched earth and creating barriers of fog to confuse and delay the shadow creatures. Her presence brought a new depth to the Alliance, linking the land and water in a mutual bond of protection. As their forces grew, so did their understanding of the darkness they faced. It was not a mere absence of light, but a force driven by a will, a dark sorcerer named Caliban, who sought to unravel the very fabric of magic that held the world together. Caliban, envious of the harmony between the natural and supernatural realms, sought to impose chaos and discord, believing it would give him dominion over all. The Alliance's efforts to fortify the land culminated in a great battle on the plains before the Crystal Crag, where the forces of light stood against Caliban's Legion of Shadows. The air crackled with spells, arrows flew like shooting stars, and the roar of dragons filled the sky. In the heart of the battle, Ilara confronted Caliban, their magic clashing in a storm of power and will. Around them, the Lion and Alden fought side by side, a testament to the unity between human and elf. Saphira, Pyrus, Ember, and Mirabelle unleashed their fury upon the shadow creatures, their elemental might overwhelming the forces of darkness. As the battle reached its zenith, Neave summoned the spirits of the air, who wove a gust of wind that cleared the smoke and shadows, revealing the true extent of the Alliance's courage. It was then that Caliban, seeing the strength and unity of those who stood against him, faltered. His power, so reliant on fear and division, could not withstand the combined might of such diverse and united forces. In the end, it was the light of their unity that vanquished the darkness. Caliban's defeat marked the beginning of a new era for the land, one of peace and renewed harmony. The Alliance, having proven that differences could be a source of strength rather than division, became a legend that endured through the ages. The story of Ilara, the Lion, Saphira, Pyrus, Ember, Neave, Alden, and Mirabelle spread far and wide, a beacon of hope in a world that often teetered on the brink of shadow. They had shown that light could thrive in the heart of darkness, and that together, nothing was impossible. And so, in the heart of the forest that once trembled under the shadow's grip, life flourished anew. The Alliance remained vigilant, guarding the balance between the realms, a testament to the enduring power of friendship, unity, and the indomitable spirit of those who choose to stand in the light.